And Juan, stay there because you know what we're going to talk about now.
Tell me.
You can't. There's corruption in Illinois politics. Even though
Gee.
former Governor Blagojevich's trial ended in a hung jury on most counts, his conviction on one count of lying to the FBI makes him the second consecutive Illinois governor to be found guilty of a crime, the fourth in less than 40 years. His predecessor, George Ryan, is serving a 6.5-year federal prison sentence following his conviction in 2006. Not just governors, either. Hundreds of other Illinois public officials have been convicted in a state that some call the corruption capital of the nation. From Chicago, NPR's David Schaefer reports.
In December 2008, hours after his agents arrested Rod Blagojevich and led him out of his home in handcuffs, the FBI's top official in Chicago, Robert Grant, said he didn't know how exactly to compare corruption in Illinois to that in other states.
But I can tell you one thing. If it isn't the most corrupt state in the United States, it's certainly one hell of a competitor.
Well, political scientist Dick Simpson says there's no question about it. He contends Illinois is the most corrupt state and Chicago is the most corrupt city in the nation. And the chair of the political science department at the University of Illinois Chicago has some eye-popping figures to back up those claims.
So far, we believe there have been, since 1970, about 1,500 people convicted of public corruption. Most of them are public officials, either elected or appointed.
Simpson served as a reform-minded Chicago alderman in the 1970s, and he traces corruption in the city back 150 years.
At the most local level, a building inspector might take a $50 bill or a $100 bill not to write up a building violation. An alderman might take $500 to make a zoning variance so you can build a high-rise instead of a simple family house.
A case in point, while the Blagojevich trial was going on this summer in one courtroom in Chicago's Dirksen Federal Building, in another, a former Chicago alderman was sentenced for taking bribes from a developer in exchange for zoning changes, something his father went to prison for when he was alderman.
Chicago politicians do not seem to be able to learn. They repeat the same mistakes over and over.
Dick Simpson says voters here historically have pretty much accepted corruption as a fact of life, so long as the garbage is picked up on time, the streets are plowed, and the potholes are filled. But Simpson says corruption isn't benign. In Illinois, it hits taxpayers hard.
The cost of corruption in dollars in Illinois is about $500 million a year is lost in revenue to waste and corruption and patronage and in payoffs and in faulty contracts.
And David Morrison of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform says there's another cost beyond dollars and cents.
I think having two governors in a row go on trial for corruption gives voters a lot of fuel for cynicism.
Morrison says Illinois voters are growing frustrated with corruption, and one of the main fuels for it, campaign cash. With virtually no campaign finance regulations, Illinois has been known as the wild, wild west of political fundraising. That will change next year with a new state law passed in response to the scandals involving the last two governors, setting contribution limits for the first time. But Morrison says much more needs to be done to change Illinois' corrupt ways.
Rod Blagojevich and George Ryan both laid bare the roadmap to corruption. And if we don't change the system, we're just waiting for someone else to follow that same roadmap to abuse what we have in this state.
There is something in the water in Illinois.
Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Patrick Collins prosecuted George Ryan, and Collins says what shocks him is not only that Illinois' elected officials keep getting indicted, but that there's a steady stream of aiders and abettors around them, willing to go along with corrupt schemes.
You can't indict your way to reform in Illinois, and if we're expecting Pat Fitzgerald and his very talented group of lieutenants to do it, I think it's a fool's errand.
Collins hopes Illinois voters will become more aggressive in trying to change Illinois' corrupt culture, but he fears the mixed verdict in the Blagojevich trial may have the opposite effect, turning off more voters, which might allow corruption in Illinois to continue to fester. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.